New research is helping us understand why certain brain cancers are so deadly. Three studies published today in the journal Nature show that these cancers can hijack the brain's own wiring in order to grow faster. NPR's John Hamilton reports that the discovery could lead to better ways to treat patients who have these tumors.
The deadliest brain cancers are called high-grade gliomas, and they include the tumor that killed Senator John McCain in 2018. Dr. Michelle Manje of Stanford University has spent most of her career looking for a way to beat these tumors.
High-grade gliomas are really an intractable set of diseases, and we've made very little progress clinically in effectively treating these terrible brain cancers.
5 years ago, Manje was part of a team that found something really surprising. High-grade gliomas grew faster when the brain cells around them became more active. Manje's team suspected that was because active neurons produce a substance that serves as fuel for a glioma. So in 2017, the team took human glioma tumors and put them in the brains of special mice that had been genetically altered so they couldn't produce this fuel.
There wasn't just a slowing in the tumor growth, there was a complete stagnation.
Manje's research suggested that high-grade gliomas somehow cause healthy neurons to become more active and produce more fuel for the cancer. The new studies support that idea and suggest how the process works. Manje says it begins when glioma cells form synapses and other connections with healthy neurons.
The cancer cells are integrating into neural circuits in the brain.
Then, Manje says, the glioma cells use these electrical connections to make healthy cells become more active.
The cancer cells themselves are promoting the neuronal activity that then feeds back to drive the growth of the cancer.
The finding by Manje's group was confirmed by a second study led by scientists at the University of Heidelberg in Germany. A third study, led by researchers in Switzerland, found that when breast cancer cells move to the brain, they also can form connections with neurons. Manje says the challenge now is to figure out how to use this knowledge to help patients.
Our hope is that by decreasing the electrical signals that the tumors are receiving from the normal brain, that we might be able to complement existing therapies and extend survival and improve quality of life.
Manje's lab has already shown the strategy might work. A drug used to treat epilepsy was able to interrupt those signals and slow tumor growth by 50% in mice. Andres Barilla of the University of Washington says the new studies are likely to have a seismic effect on brain cancer research.
My reaction was, wow.
Barilla, who studies synapses, wrote a perspective piece that accompanies the new research. He says it's mind-boggling to think that cancer cells can create a synapse.
There was evidence before that excitatory activity in the brain could help these cells, but to show that they actually make real connections, just like two normal neurons will do, is very amazing.
Barilla agrees with Manje that the discovery could lead to new and better drugs for high-grade gliomas. One approach, he says, would be to give a drug that prevents cancer cells from forming synapses with healthy cells.
The tricky part is that synapses are everywhere in the brain. So to target only the synapses between cancer cells and neurons, that's what is going to be tricky.
But not impossible, he says, now that scientists have a better understanding of how these cancers work. John Hamilton, NPR News.